I suppose the biggest challenge being a woman was the patients who still in 1957, 1958, when I was being a junior houseman resident pathologist, they were still a little bit unused to women in some disciplines. I did a urology, I did the surgical unit job with the academic professor, and he was a urologist, and I had to go and catheterize men and things, and that was quite an object lesson in how to deal with it, because they didn't awfully like having a woman to do these things, but it had to be done. There was no one else, and how to approach it without causing enormous embarrassment, just take it for granted, get on with the job. And I think that actually says what I did as a woman the whole time. I worked there as a doctor, not as a woman, and if someone wanted to challenge me with being a woman, it was more their problem than mine. Except, I suppose, when it comes to looking for jobs, when, of course, you knew there was prejudice. But then, you know, it wasn't unique to medicine, and what's more, it's still there, and it isn't unique to medicine. It happens in every discipline, because women, on the whole, tend to have the babies, unless they go in for adopting. And what's more, they tend to nurture them, or do more of the nurturing and the house jobs, as it were, the housework jobs, than the men do. Every time I applied for a job, I would take it for granted that I wouldn't possibly get it because I was a woman. Certainly I didn't go in for surgery, but I didn't want to anyway. I wanted to do medicine, and when I'd been doing pathology for a period of time and decided it wasn't for me, I moved on from the laboratory, which is all clinical work, to morbid anatomy, where they wouldn't let me do anything. It was sort of post-mortems and things, and really deeply uninteresting, unless you were actually involved. I actually quietly went to the professor of medicine and I said, I want to do medicine, hospital medicine. He said, hummed and hawed. And he said, well, come and work for me as a junior clinical lecturer. So nothing venture, nothing win. And I don't think it was anything to do with being a woman. But wasn't I lucky? He was sufficiently open-minded that he would consider it. So I was lucky with that, and that got me going into hospital medicine.